I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I went to visit the accordion-playing Zydeco man, T. Lou. Originally from Grand Coteau, Louisiana, he now makes his home in South Central L.A.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
All right, T. Lou.
How you been, man?
Ça va?
Hey, man.
Parle un petit brin créole?
I came to California in 1964.
What got you out here?
Jobs, money, adventure. I was always from a small little town where, you know, all you had was service station work. But I wanted to get a more professional type of job and make a little better living for my family. Once I got here and I kind of learned my way around the city, I got into a furniture place. I'm a furniture man. I used to make furniture cabinets, stereos, you name it, I did it. And then from there, I left off and I went to the aircrafts, Arthur American Rockwell. I worked for Air Research. And then my last final job was with Lockheed Martin. Worked for them 31 years.
Are there a lot of Creoles out here in this area?
There's a lot of Creoles out here, but they're not in one area. One lived over there, one lived over here, and...
So how do the Creoles get together?
How do they get together? By Zydeco.
Ride your pony, ride your horse, ride your pony, have a ball.
You say you got a Zydeco dance going on, I'm going to tell you, you'll find some Creole there. I play waltzes, two-step, you name it, and I do it in Zydeco, you know.
Can all these Creoles out here, they still know how to waltz and two-step?
Most of them do. I mean, you know, they don't forget that, you know. Once you're like an old dog, you know, you can't teach new tricks. So if they like to waltz, they do that. And a lot of time I'm requested to play waltzes, you know.
As we walk across the floor and we talk about tomorrow, so we walk the night away, because tomorrow is our wedding day.
You know, Zydeco music, though, I mean, you know, you actually don't have to be a Creole, or you don't have to be a Frenchman, or you don't have to be from Louisiana. We get African-American, Japanese, you get Mexican, you name it. I guarantee you, you know, if you ever come out to hear the Zydeco, you can't keep still. I don't care what kind of dance you do, you'll be up there doing it.
Room peckin', my front door, railroad track, saw the train coming, put it in a crack.
When did you first pick up an accordion?
When I first picked up an accordion, first thing I came to California and I got married, you know. And then after that, my wife.
That's picking up a wife.
That's picking up a wife. Okay. That's the first thing I did. Then the accordion came second. I don't know. I went to Clifton Chenier dance one night and I was up on stage and Clifton was up there playing and it seemed like he was enjoying himself playing Zydeco. Coming back, my brother-in-law and I, we had gone to the dance together. And coming back, I told him, I said, hey, John, I said, you know what, man? I said, I think I would like to play that accordion. He said, oh man. Yeah, well, at that time, they didn't call me T. Lou. They called me Lewis. You know, Lewis is my middle name. So, Lewis said, you don't want to play that accordion. I said, I dare you go back. And, man, the next day, man, I went out and I bought the accordion, the piano note accordion. You know, see, I'm all self-taught music. I can't read music or didn't go to school to read music. But I can understand what I want to hear.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. Or listen at AmericanRoots.org.